Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's great to see each one of you. I want us all to stand, if you don't mind, for a moment. Soon and very soon, whether you like it or not, most of you will be having to eat turkey. How many of you like a good roast turkey? How many would prefer fish? Like a lamb. The ones who raise their hands for fish, we will pray deliverance for you later. No, that's great. Done well. Salmon, that's right. The rice, the right sauce. Okay. Reading from Psalm 28 from the Living Bible. It says, praise the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength. Say, the Lord is my strength. Till it turned to your neighbor, said, the Lord is your strength today. The Lord is my shield. There's another scripture which says, you walk with the shield of favor. Say, I'm walking. Hold up a shield by faith. Say, I'm walking with a shield of favor. So wherever you are, I mean, this is even better than Captain America's shield. Because it has a supernatural blessing. Wherever you point, favor. Not only just favor for you, but favor for us. Now, often I say, make yourself congruent to the Word of God. So we become, not by that I mean, not only we receive by faith, which is good, but we become one with the Word. And it defines us then. And in the glory, you can become one with the Word of God and its promise. So you have a shield of favor. I trust Him with all my heart. Put your hand on your heart. So I'm trusting the Lord with all my heart. He helps me. And my heart is filled with joy. I burst out in songs of thanksgiving. All right, so raise your hands. We're going to burst out with thanksgiving. I'm going to blow the shofar. We're going to say, Lord, let the King of Glory come in as we celebrate you, Lord, and give thanks to you. Our hearts are bursting with joy and thanksgiving. Yes, now give him a big shout. Thank you, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. And we will, I think this, he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and shield, and he helps me, and my heart is filled with joy. The Lord gives his people strength. Say, he's giving me strength. So, if you are tired, if you need a real refreshing, and I just felt like there was, we are preparing, and I am preparing it's high tide for the next wave. That's a mixed up simile. But the revival, you heard me say that some of the guys who experienced Azusa revival in Uri, and it was so supernatural. And we are addicts for revival. We have seen the waves come. And we want more. And so it's like I've seen, and then they would refer to it. Frank Bartleman was the most famous book I remember that influenced me very much in the 70s called Another Wave Rolls In. So it's like there is, I'm seeing and I'm believing as we are, we want to enjoy by faith, enter in for your sake, for your children's sake, for your neighbor's sake, for your family's sake, in the atmosphere of Thanksgiving. We're going to celebrate the living God. We're going to remember the wonderful things that God has done for us. Great things He has done. And it's, by the way, can you imagine if you asked, and I don't want to be unkind to anybody, I just have to be careful that I, either that's trying to be polite or be politically correct, I don't know. And from time to time, you may have to pray deliverance for me if you feel I get too politically correct, because that's not me. But can you imagine Nancy Pelosi, for example, shouting out in the Congress, "We must have a day of Thanksgiving for the living God." Miracles can happen. Yes. But I was thinking of some of the people who are in leadership, and especially in certain, and I would say it's always, it's not out of thankful heart, but it's, I want more. Give me more. And I want more. Instead of, I'm imagining, what an absolute miracle that in the atmosphere and a lot of the political correctness and all kinds of atmosphere, that cultural atmosphere, that we have an official day in 2018, this November, we are, as a nation, saying this is the day of Thanksgiving, and every family get together and give thanks. And hopefully most of us who are Christians give thanks to the living God, and we give thanks for those many benefits, for the freedoms, for all of that. How many of you read, it's either yesterday or today, you'll see in certain websites that have a measure of freedom, that there are hundreds of thousands of people demonstrating in Pakistan for the execution of this Christian, very poor lady who happened to, by accident, offer water to some Muslims. And she had drawn water and gave, and her mistake was, a Muslim is not allowed to drink from anything offered by a Christian. There, in there. I mean, there are such laws of blasphemy. So she was sentenced to death. And then eventually, because that nation has to live in the public forum of the nations, the Supreme Court of the nations, after 2 or 3 years of trials and all of that, she was declared not guilty. But now, and thank God, Senator Rand Paul and other people are seeing that we could give her sanctuary and let her come to the U.S. And Britain was going to, and then they rescinded it because of the Islamic pressure in London and other places. They said, no, we couldn't do it because of the demonstration they would have. But all that to say, number one, that is spiritual warfare. Number two, we Christians we either hang together, or as a famous saying, we're going to hang separately. There are all kinds of, we should, as we praise God, as we get prepared to give thanks, I want to tell you, we should have so many people say, Friday night, people are meeting together, we're going to get together and give thanks to the Lord and cry, Lord, thank you for your mercy. Anyway, I don't want to get off too much of my subject, but we do pray for, her name is Asia Bibi. I don't know how exactly you pronounce it in Pakistan, but Asia Bibi. Bibi's lady. She's a good Christian lady. She was just humble, but they made it into a big deal where the bad guys couldn't back down, and they are doing even more. So we treasure the freedoms we have, but realize that in many nations let's say there is a risk. We could lose our freedoms. So we could get persecuted if you could go out. Yeah, I mean, thank God we can go and witness for Jesus and tell out there, if you want to, you can go to the town's wherever courthouse and start saying, come to Jesus, and no one will hopefully arrest you. But it could change easily. So we are getting together. More of us get together and pray for our nation and thank the Lord and worship regularly his holy name and let the name of the Lord be mighty over us. So anyway, this is the declaration in 1777, November 1st, Thanksgiving Day Proclamation. It is therefore recommended to the legislative or executive powers of these United States to set apart Thursday, the 18th day of December, now we have made it into November, for solemn thanksgiving and praise, that with one heart and one voice, the good people may express the grateful feelings of their hearts and consecrate themselves to the service of their divine benefactor, and that together with their sincere acknowledgments and offerings, they may join the penitent confession of their manifold sins, whereby they had forfeited every favor, and their humble and earnest supplication that it may please God through the merits of Jesus Christ mercifully to forgive and blot them out of remembrance, that it may please him graciously to afford his blessings on the governments of these states respectively. So, Thanksgiving from 17th, so of course even more before then, but this was an official declaration that we give thanks to the Lord. And 1 Chronicles 16, by the way, 35 says, cry out, save us, O God, of our salvation. Gather and rescue us from among the nations so we can thank your holy name and rejoice and praise you. So we'll spend these coming days, next several days, to really get ourselves. We have done it before, and we have focused on a lot of several things, on praise things, but we want to even dedicate ourselves more. And, by the way, look, I want to declare for you over these many days, and at Christmas time, to look for fun things to do for other people. And if you see some person shopping and they're buying some toys for their kids and they cannot afford to get another one, just go out of your way to look for opportunities to bless other people and put out seeds. You don't expect anything. But bless those people because you are an emissary of the Lord. So, amen. I had another scripture that I am sensing some prophetic things even at the end of after Christmas. Where are we going? What is God saying to us? And he's kind of hinting at me. There was a scripture that in the Message Bible. Ephesians 3, verse 20. God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but working within us, His Spirit deeply and gently within us. Therefore, glory to God in the church. Glory to God in the Messiah, in Jesus. Glory down all the generations. Glory through all millennia. Oh, yes, that Eugene Peterson, our friend, who passed away just a few weeks ago and at a ripe, good age. In Amplified Bible, the same verse. Now to Him who by the action of His power that is at work within us is able to carry out His purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. To Him be glory in the church. So dream big. All right? Tell your neighbor, dream big. Pray big. Think big. Hope big. And God is able to do super abundantly, far over, above all that you hope or desire or think. And I'm saying we are going to, there's a scripture and then I'm going to conclude it. By the way, going to my first thought, how many of you believe in fried turkey? Who does fried turkey? Fried turkey? There's a vote for fried turkey. Have you been doing it often? You do it every year? Now there are, you know, I some years, we would invite a whole bunch of people. And I took some suggestions from people. So let's fry the turkey this time. And I had no experience. And I had a whole, you need a whole gang of men to do that kind of thing. You know, it's just, and it was such an absolute disaster. We didn't know what we were doing. You got to know what you're doing, correct? So you have fried turkey, right, Dave? Yeah, it is dangerous. I mean, you have to wear special suits that only firemen wear. Now, roast turkey is safe, but you got to brine it, say prayers over it, bring it to church. Maybe we should have a Sunday dedication of all roast turkey. Pray it'll turn out good, you know. By the way, we need to, the scripture I'm going to read for us. We want to spare, if you're an Aaron, just get someone, hold, we're going to agree in prayer right now for California. I was going to start with that, but I went to Thanksgiving. But hold it, get near someone. We're going to agree in a prayer. But have you seen those fires? And it's utter devastation. Now, years ago, we were going through it. We had our kids. And we went to the Malibu area. How many of you have been in that area of California, Malibu? Raise your hand. We are holding hands. That's true. Shouldn't. I'm glad, Dave. Sorry. But go. Keep holding hands. It's all right. But it is one of the prettiest areas in the United States. It's just gorgeous. The weather is amazing. And the wealthiest, mainly actors and stars and music stars and have their homes there. And then the fire came. And most of them are homeless. Some of them I saw have tents in Walmart. Huh? Really? Your mom? Oh my goodness. What is it? Said that's providence? What they call it? Paradise. Wow. They're all scattered. Bless them. And you really feel it's hundreds and hundreds of homes and beautiful homes instantly. And my heart goes out to them, and they're finding bodies. There's about 600, 500 missing. I mean, they're gone unaccounted for. Definitely 60 plus people have died, and we want to really agree. There is a scripture, I'm quoting Isaiah 43. When you go through the waters, I'll be with you. When you go through rivers, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. That's one of the promises of God. And we are just claiming that promise right now for California, and especially for this area, to Malibu, Paradise. What are the other province regions are there that you know of? Heard? I'm not familiar with the main townships, but all of that, Lord, we pray that for rain to come, Lord, these dry weathers and where they have, Lord, these fires keep on starting. Lord, have mercy, we pray for California. We pray for all those who have been driven away from their home, for Kila's mom, for so many hundreds and even thousands of people who are homeless. We pray, you are the God of restoration. Father, first give the rain, for let the fire stop. Your word is, when we walk through the fire, you will not be burned up, you will not be consumed. So thank you that you are the Lord who is bringing up people out of the fire. Lord, those who are even now experiencing this, right now, Lord, let your shield of protection be upon them, upon the whole house, upon every member of the family, not one missing, even their dogs and cats, Lord, and horses. Let them come out safely. In Jesus' name, we remember them. Amen. Let's continue to remember these people. Thank God for the firemen. And we pray the firemen will be kept safe. One of the most heartbreaking things is to see the animals also who don't know what to do, that they will be rescued. So, all right. Now just a number of days this week, the Lord has had me focus quite a bit on just focused prayer for certain situations. We had I want to let you know that there are certain things I'm not usually free to point people out and say, hey, look, they want to hold certain things private, but they will come to the pastor, and say, please pray for me here. We had a precious retired couple. It's like they were actors from the Hallmark movie kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's just the sweetest people, a couple that from they'd traveled about 2.5 hours to come for prayer here. And she had stage 4 cancer. And so we heard so many wonderful things about this church and this ministry, and we wanted to ask you guys, and Pastor, we want you to lay hands on my wife and pray, anoint with oil. And so, but we have had several situations that people that are battling cancer. So I've been really focused on, there was a young a little girl who had been, I will let the family themselves testify, but I often can't freely discuss unless they want to make it public. But she was in intensive care and she was in a coma. And so I just found myself sometimes then I get in the glory and just stay there. And I don't want to get out, just in prayer. And you can see and lay hold of the reality of God and say, devil, you can't have this little girl. She's going to be healed. And doctors, I mean, it was a pretty grim situation according to doctors. And she was in a coma. So, but we are not giving up. I'm going to hold on. This little baby girl is going to be fine. She's going to be healed. And by his stripes, she is healed. And a scripture that the Lord then took me to is kind of like a theme that started echoing in my heart. So I want you to look at that in 2 Kings 13. It says, and it's really interesting, it starts verse 14. 2 Kings chapter 13, verse 14. Elisha had become sick with the illness of which he would die. Now, he had such an anointing, Elisha. He had a double portion. Say double portion. And he's the carrier of the double portion. So Elijah had the great anointing. He was the empowered of God. And then his disciple, and this is one of the things that you wonder at, and yet it's something that God gets a kick out of doing even greater things. So Elisha follows Elijah, and then Elijah said, what can I do for you? And of course, he had been trained under Elijah, and he knew what to ask for. So whatever you have, I want a double portion. So he represents the double portion. Say double portion. And that double portion of grace, double portion of miracles, double portion of breakthrough for you. And that's this word, whenever I'm speaking, that this is part of our journey, part of our experience, but also we're going to benefit from it and harvest from that. And so you see a few scenes later that he dies from this elder, and you wonder, you know, wait a minute, if you have the anointing, why don't you lay hands on yourself? But that's not how the Lord works. I mean, that's fine to think about it, but it was his time. He was maybe about 89, 90, 92. I don't know exactly how old he was. I mean, that information I've forgotten. Anyway, but he is the one who carries such anointing. So the king comes and visits him, the king, King Joash. Other Bibles call it Jehoash, Jehoash. I like this better. This is Joash. The king of Israel came down to him and wept over his face and said, oh, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen. Basically saying, it's your prayers, the anointing that you carry that is mainly the strength of Israel. We may not have a strong armed forces, but your anointing and prayers are keeping the enemies far from us. That's what he's saying. And Elisha said to him, take a bow and some arrows. So he took himself a bow and some arrows. So they're going to act out something prophetically, but it really has tremendous impact. And now Elisha said to him, take a bow. Then he said to the king of Israel, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on it, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands. This is such a great picture. I want you to put your hand out as if you're holding a bow. And as you do so, then This is your hand. Say, it's my hand. And then the representative of the double portion, the Holy Spirit, who is God himself, the Holy Spirit, he puts his hand, put it out. And now imagine a much bigger hand over your hand. Say, my hand, God's hand over my hand. So God's saying, it's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit. So I want to connect it with the big dreams, hopes, desires for yourself, for your children. Dream big. And your hands, God's hand. And this is, Elisha puts his hand. It may say, well, he's a frail 89-year-old man. No. He represents the Holy Spirit, and he puts his hands right there. And, all right, then he says, put your hand on the bow. So he put his hand on, and Elisha put his hands on the king's hands, and he said, open the east window. And he opened it. Then Elisha said, shoot, and he shot. And he said, Elisha said, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria, or you can call it the arrow of victory that's from the Lord, the arrow of victory. Say, arrow of victory. And the Lord's deliverance and the arrow of deliverance from Syria. So this represents victory over your enemies who would threaten. Like here we're talking about Israel, but it's by faith we take it for us, for you, for your family, for your finances, for the church, and even for our nation. We can amplify this thought. And then, and absolutely, he's saying, now, don't be afraid of the Syrian army. You're going to go, and you're going to defeat the Syrian army. Because my blessing, my presence, or the presence of the Lord is going to be with you. And don't be afraid of what size your defense forces are. God is going to give you the victory. By the way, in the ancient days, the custom was if a king decided, and if he wanted to regain, they would used to do that. If an enemy has conquered a portion of your territory and you decided to retake that which belonged to your nation, it had been over defeated, then you went customarily and took a bow and then an arrow, and you shot the arrow into the territory which you're going to claim to repossess and do warfare for. So there are many things we have allowed the enemy to take. Things that God, there were blessings for you, blessings for your children, and we are going to, by faith, shoot the arrow and saying, we're going to take it back. God, with God's blessing and the might of the Holy Spirit, we're taking it back. Say, I'm taking it back. So I'm praying for your inheritance. I'm blessing, praying for your bank account, praying for businesses to succeed, dreams to be accomplished, and we let loose by faith. So it's important that we take this by faith, the arrow of victory, the arrow of the Lord's deliverance. Then he said, take the arrow. Take the arrows. Arrows. Say arrows. So he took them. And he said, Elisha said it, said to the king of Israel, strike the ground. So he struck three times and stopped. Say stopped. I want you to take note. Elisha says, strike the arrow. I guess there's this, anyway, an arrow. And Elisha says, strike the arrow. And and stop. Say, I stop. I think I stopped at three, but I don't know, maybe four. And the man of God was angry with him and said, you should have struck 5 or 6 times, then you would have struck Styria till you had destroyed it. But now you will strike Syria only 3 times. Basically, in your lifetime, you will defeat it 3 times. But God, if you had, the implication is here, if you had kept striking and not stopped, say stop, then for generations, you and your children and your children's children would never have had to worry about the enemies coming and stealing again from you, from your household, from the families of Israel. Anyway, so this is part of the theme that I wanted to really felt like this week it was rolled. When I heard especially this young girl in a coma, I said, I am not going to quit. It's not going to be, Lord, bless her, touch her. And we did. We did send someone to the hospital and pray for her. And we were overseeing that and the watch and all. But I felt a personal commitment. I am not going to quit praying. The doctors basically were saying she had other severe challenges, but they could not even give, let's say diabetes, but they could not give her insulin because her systems were so unstable that they were losing her, so they had to first stabilize her to even give her insulin, and they couldn't do it. And I said, this is a battle for the double portion to come in and heal that little girl. We have gone through these things before, but afresh, the Lord said, for your goals, for the things we want to achieve, don't you stop halfway. We're going to get it all. Richie, we are going to get it all. What the enemy stole financially, we're not going to, it's not just what I felt like was, you know, the John Wayne anointing. We're going to have faith together for us, for our children, for the church, for our nation. And I mean, talk about the things that sometimes I believe I shake my hand and I can't think. Is this America? You can go to Bulgaria and have elections. And they are, poof, the next day they have the election results. Great Britain, they have 1 day vote. The next day they don't know the results. And they're not counting and counting and counting. I mean, Hungary, Finland, whatever elections they have, I mean, 1 day they do the election, the next day it's all counted and done. But there is a third world banana republic called Florida. Sorry, I'm just joking. I used to live in Broward County, by the way, for 18 years. I should have prayed more. But it does. It's you have to laugh at the ridiculousness. But you say, this is America. We do it so well. No. And so we have to pray for our nation. Not get depressed. Don't want to get depressed. We are on the pathway of victory. It's much. So when you see some things, you say, well, it's all going to hell in a hell handbasket. No, no, no. Hey, Take the arrow. Strike.
I'm so discouraged.
Nope. For me, I remember. I mean, I was getting reports each day. How was that girl doing? Lord, don't you stop praying. And we got a report yesterday. And today, it was a great report. And I got a picture of that little girl. And she was playing with Legos. And I said, yes, 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 yes. It's good. Thank you, Lord. But prophetically, I want to say, for us, for you and I, for your personal, for as we pray for our children, for your children, I want the full blessing. I'm going to strike the arrow. Strike it, strike it. Rebecca, for your dreams, we're going to keep striking. Richie, you, Dave, you, I mean, all that we want to achieve, we're going to keep striking. And that's why part of the advantage, we're going to keep on praying, and we're not going to stop. And it's how many arrows you gave me so many arrows? We're going to keep striking. Hey, listen, I'm not just going to strike the number of arrows God gives me. I've got 6 arrows. I'm going to strike them, keep striking. Good. No, I'm going to go out and borrow 100 more. And we're going to strike some more. As much as God gives us, we're going to not. One thing for the church is a challenge for us at this, that we see the elections and we prayed, we fasted, we're going to do more. And we're not going to allow ourselves because so much depends. And I was so rejoicing. And in a way, I mean, I already got into Thanksgiving by seeing the picture of that little baby girl. If I'm able to share it, I'll share her picture Sunday if that's, you know, because I've not talked with the family. But it's like, it's a prophetic thing I'm feeling like for your next, the 2019, that the Lord wants to give you the full blessing. Compare this. Elisha, double portion. Say double portion. The king, halfway. Ding, ding, ding. And he stopped. And Elisha said, you dummy. The anointing is here. I am agreeing. The prophet of God was going to agree. You know, Elisha, I've shared this story. A few verses later, he dies. He's buried. And there's a funeral going through. And as some bandits come by, they have to run. And by accident, the dead body falls on Elisha's bones. And the dead person who was dead got resurrected. And he wasn't even, not even exercising faith. I am just holding my breath. No, they had died. And bam-o, anointing came and he got resurrected. So we have it. We're going to claim it. And for me, the Lord, that when I got that picture of the little girl that was in a coma and just on the verge of getting lost, her picture playing with Legos today in the hospital bed, and I said, yes, you are the God of the double portion. Say, he's my God. He's the God of the double portion. I am not going to go halfway. Thank you, Lord, for each and every one of you here, for all your families, for your whatever you're going to lay your hands on this coming 2 months and then the next year. I am claiming the double portion miracle. And may it be 100-fold, not just double. I want to go run out and get more arrows to bang and say, we are going to get it. We're going to do it. You're going to do it. Your family is going to do it. We're going to claim for all those precious ones who have said, pray, would you play, please? We've got stage 4 cancer. I'm going to say, not only healing, It's like the Donna story. She came, stage 4 cancer in one of our meetings. And the doctors had just said, we can't do anything more. We can arrange for hospice care. And she came to the glory hit her in one of my services. And this was about, 14 years ago? Huh? 2006. Okay. Now she's taking mission trips, whole bunches of missions overseas, going to Brazil. She and her husband in full-time ministry. And it's really fun to see the devil say, you're going to die? And said, no, you've got many more years. Go all over the world. Preach good news. Oh, wow. That's a dream. We're going to thank the Lord. And we're going to give thanks. Victory. Say victory.
Victory.
The arrow of victory. Okay, take a bow. Take an arrow. Now when you pull it, pull all the way. Now let it go. Poof. The arrow of victory. Say the arrow of victory. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.